OJB's podcast for May 2006, Progress at Last. If you've been reading my blog, you'll be aware that I don't like New Zealand's main telecommunications company very much. Its name is Telecom and it's a virtual monopoly. Many people who don't know any better think Telecom provides a reasonable service and doesn't exploit its privileged position too much. But people who understand telecommunications, especially the internet, know better. Many people in the New Zealand IT community have been asking the government to regulate telecom so that we can get a decent internet and communications system here, because at the moment we have a poor, overpriced service provided by a company who use their power to stop better alternatives succeeding. Yesterday the government announced they were finally going to do something about it. Of course, the alternative providers and most internet users are very happy about this. Many people believe an unregulated environment is best and that we should let the market sort out the problems. Nonsense. That is a pathetically simplistic way of thinking. It clearly hasn't worked for us, and government regulation is the best answer. Telecom have been given plenty of chances to improve the services they offer, but they've responded with an insulting campaign where they advertise faster, cheaper internet, but provide something which is more or less the opposite. The supporters of an open market have a very illogical way of looking at these things. They say let the market sort out any problems which occur, but if it doesn't, and we end up with poor services, for example, they just say, well, that's the market in action. According to that, it doesn't matter what happens, the market is always right. We could be on the brink of total collapse and crashing to the status of a third world country and they'd still be letting the market sort it out. They're just plain wrong. Pragmatism must take a higher priority than any current economic ideology. Today the value of telecom in the New Zealand share market plummeted and they lost over $1 billion in value. Isn't that sad? Yeah, right. The more they suffer and the more alternatives can take advantage of it, the better. It's unfortunate in some ways that small investors will lose money, but on second thoughts I say, tough luck. If they were prepared to invest in a huge foreign monopoly and suffer from this as a result, that's good. So I say well done to our government. We have progress at last. It took them long enough. I hope they will continue to control the power of big multinationals in the future too, because there are plenty of other cases where we're being ripped off by a bunch of corporate thieves.